Hey, Brenna.
Hi, Maureen.
Well.
Take two. We already recorded 7 minutes of this podcast, but you guys will never hear that.
Yeah, but they missed it, and they missed a real good joke.
Did they?
Where, well, I was like, oh, thank goodness you can hear me, because my monster cat pal chewed my microphone cord. Glad to see he didn't do any damage.
And then
damage.
I pointed out, I'm like, hey, your audio sounds kind of weird. It sounds like you're covered up your headphones with
And I had just covered up my headphones, which wasn't supposed to be where audio was coming or was going.
Yeah.
So, yeah, apparently pal. He did wreck it. So, thanks, pal. It's an easy cord replacement. We're definitely, you know, when we move into the new place.
You're going to be up on those cords and banning him from
My whole setup is going to be based around cord protection. I've already decided this. So now he's not allowed in my office. And honestly,
he's been banned.
Well, yeah, and when he was chewing on this, I had just opened it to, like, clock into work. Like, it was, like, 5 minutes that he was
he
in, and then I turned around and I'm like,
need 5
no!
Minutes. He doesn't even need a minute. But he has been making strides with Mira, you were telling me.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah, so he and Amira were sitting, and I was giving them treats, and I was dispensing them. They were, like, a foot away from each other, doing all right. And I drop a treat for Pal, and all of a sudden, Amira just shoots out and grabs it. She's like, mine! And Pal was just like,
all right.
Excuse me? He just looked a little, like, befuddled. but he took it real well, so... Thanks, pal.
Oh, pal. And I haven't read anything, but you have read something that you've maybe read before.
Let me get this back out again. Okay, so I might have read while I was reading this, I was like, hey, have I read this already?
It sounds really familiar, what you were describing.
Yeah, I mean, this is a genre that I like, so this is like in my wheelhouse, I would say. But it's called Orpheus Girl by Bryn Rebel Henry, narrated by Laura Knight Keating. It's about Rhea, a lesbian, and she's in a small conservative Texas town, and she is found out and sent to... a conversion therapy camp. But luckily, so was the girl she was caught smooching. So, you know, they're in it together and they're going to get through it. It's a tough one. You know, conversion therapy is a atrocious thing that is still happening today. It is not illegal in all states. And the author's got, like, a really nice little foreword, like, hey, this is tough, but this is kind of our history. And, like, it's still happening. So, you know, if you're not in the headspace for it, just, you know, look at the trigger warnings. Because it is rough. But it has a pretty good... It's good, though.
All right. Well, shall we?
Yeah. Because I'm Emberheart.
And I'm Tangletongue.
And this is Warrior Cats.
What is that? So last time... We impressed our crush by almost getting her killed, which is very standard for this family.
But we almost got her killed and then saved her. So
right, which is also rather standard for this family.
Yeah.
We're done being a romance dramedy because instead, it's time for this to be a doctor. drama.
Yeah, you know, medical procedural drama.
I started, sorry, this is such an awkward way for me to address the elephant in the room, but halfway through this past week, I went home because one of our senior dogs died, and I, yeah. Bear, poor Bear, beautiful Bear, and beautiful I boy. Went home to help my brother deal with what was happening, because he just, you know, dogs don't pick convenient times to pass away, and he did so in his sleep, and no. So we had to, you know, deal with the body, deal with the corpse. That's only the second time that's happened to me in my life. And this time, at least, it wasn't raining in the middle of the night.
Yeah, but you know what? That's a good way to, you know, he went where he loved.
Yeah, yeah. And we buried him cot and all. Like, we did not get him off that cot. We just were like, cool, fair. This is going with him. And so, you know, helped my brother dig a 6-foot hole. He did most of it, but... For some reason, I was like, I don't know what to watch. I don't know what to watch. I guess I've heard a lot about Chicago Med. I'll watch that because apparently it's in part of the Dick Wolf, you know, the Law and Order, like universe. I didn't know this. And apparently, like, my brother's like on Tumblr looking at the timeline as I'm just like, I always see clips of this on TikTok, and I always see there's this doctor and he solves everyone's problem. And my brother's like the guy who's always eating chips. And I'm like, yep, that's him. I mean, it was funny because I started off by watching, for some reason, I don't know if it was Peacock or Hulu or what, but I'm pretty sure it's Peacock, but apparently it just starts with the latest season at the start of, and so I started episode 1, season 9, and they're like, last time, we might have to sell the hospital. We're going to live stream a surgery. And I was like, I think I missed something because I thought I'd start episode 1, season 1. And I went back and I started there. So all I can think right now is how J-Paw would fare in this situation.
In Chicago Med?
Yes. Which, and here's the thing. Apparently Chicago Med, there's Chicago Fire, and Chicago Fire is, like, the thorough line through it all. Like, you know how Law and Order would have, like, sometimes crossover episodes?
Yeah.
Well, like, they'll have a firefighter who, and we kept being, like, I kept being, like, is that a firefighter? Like, someone's dead husband. I was like, I think that's a firefighter. Like, it wasn't. But anyway, that's just gonna be what I'm thinking of now, is...
All right.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Anyway, this is Chicago Med, but that was a really long way to get along to the fact of Green Cough is here, and it's threatening my baby girl, my grandmama, one of my fave girls, which apparently I can't have fave girls anymore. Like, I'm not allowed to have favorite girl characters. Maureen's allowed to have favorite girl characters. I guess you pick safe ones. I gotta start picking main characters and stop loving side characters so much.
No, I love them too. I guess, you know, I already know their ends.
Yeah. But anyway, it's gone not just to our beautiful, wonderful,
Mouse fur,
but it's also gotten now to Fern. Fern Cloud is also sick.
Yep, Fern Cloud, and then, Poppy Paw.
Yeah, I was like, sick. Someone else has gotten sick.
And I believe White Wing is also sick.
Yeah, he showed up.
She showed up, but yeah.
Oh, it's all the ladies. I thought there was a boy who got it,
too. Oh my gosh, yeah, you're right. Excuse me?
They're just all like, right. We can't have all these women die in childbirth, so we'll just do this, I guess. I could have sworn someone, anyway. But anyway, yeah, so I guess it's the woman's disease right now,
apparently,
which is, and J-Paw's really struggling because he's kind of shaking his fist at the sky and being like, why aren't you helping? And Starkland's like, that's not our job. And he's like, what is your job? And they're like, good point, but bye. So
yeah, because we're out of catnip, out of catmint.
Yeah.
Although the one shining star on this dark night is that Millie's vaccinated.
Right.
So, and I mean, if Graystripe was taken by two legs, like, I hope they vaccinated him too. They didn't neuter him, which would have been really fun.
He might not know, you know? He might have been...
Yeah, that's true.
I imagine he would have had to be sedated for, like, any sort of procedure. Probably. Like, even just, like, a checkup. So he might...
Would have had to use catmints.
Yeah, he probably... I would say if he is, because, I mean, obviously they didn't have him neutered, but maybe they were just, like... Maybe he didn't react well to sedation, so they were trying to think of an alternative. Like, that's my headcanon now. They weren't irresponsible... They just didn't know what to do because he came out fighting from the sedation. Now, I don't know what cats do. I think I've heard
I think
it does vary with cats. To be neutered,
you put them under. So.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're saying, okay. Yeah.
He didn't react well to the sedation. And they're like, we won't want to kill him.
Graystripe's immune to sedation.
He fought the whole time, but he doesn't have any memory of it. He doesn't know.
All right, so we left off with J-Paw realizing that Firestar was terrified for all of them.
Which we pointed out was kind of fair, because Firestar had been like... We didn't have a great time with Greencough last time he was here.
No, we didn't.
No, we had a
particular... Gosh, was that when Blue Star lost a life.
Didn't it get into White Cough or...
Probably.
I might be pulling this from the wrong place, but wasn't this when there were, like, kits, like, being cared for that were, like...
That didn't make it.
No, like, Wind Clan kits.
Oh...
I'm making up false memories. I don't know. I feel like there
I
was...
I think so.
Yeah. Anyway. So we've... Anyways. He's had, this has not been great, so I don't blame him for being freaked out, because, like, yikes.
Well, and just you know, sick. You don't want sickness, and all the cat mints gone, so we're kind of screwed.
Yeah. Surprisingly, this hasn't... We haven't really had a lot of illness like this in a long time. At least at this sort of, like... We haven't had an illness of this level of this many people getting sick in a while. Yeah, like a
breakout. So, Squirrel Flight and Sandstorm return with a couple pieces of prey. So, that's nice. And Firestar tells them to rest before they go back out. And
I did also like J-Paw aggressively telling his sibling, you better wash your hands!
Right, yeah.
Don't drink the water near the camp! Like, I love how he shares his love.
Yeah. So, J-Paw hears Firestar weave around Sandstorm, and her touch seems to soothe some of the anxiety pounding through their leader's body. Which is just kind of sweet. He's like, my adorable. Wife.
I love when our grandparents are in love.
Yeah. J-Paw's belly rumbles. He hadn't eaten since yesterday. But Ice Kit and Fox Kit need it more than he does. So he offers to take the mouse to the nursery. There's rustling at the slope, and J-Paw smells Wind Clan.
Oh, God. Oh, well, maybe...
J-Paw...
We can't talk to Wind Clan deputy in... No, sorry.
No.
That's Shadow Clan deputy.
Yeah.
River Clan deputy. Who can we talk to in our dreams? Not this person.
What? No.
The River Clan deputy, the River Clan medicine cat apprentice.
Willow Paw.
Yeah, okay. You're expecting a lot of me to remember the name and not just the rank and status. But we can
you
talk
brought
to her.
It up.
I was close. I just was saying the wrong word, but I was thinking, I was like, oh, we talked to her in our dreams. Maybe she knew, but obviously that didn't happen because it's Wind Clan.
No. So there's just two of them, but J-Paw doesn't recognize them by scent. But he feels their anxiety as they come into camp.
we got sent here on a... they're like, we got sent here to bring you guys some voles, because thanks for helping us even though we didn't need it. Like, they're there on a diplomacy mission, and everyone's just, like, so stressed. The fear scent is noxious.
Weasel fur, Firestar says, surprised. What is he doing here?
Firestar, of course, knows everyone by their name. I feel like most leaders are like, who is that? Yeah. They're a warrior. Whoever they are, but it's like Firestar knows everyone's name. He knows their mom's name. He knows the day they were born. He knows what stars they were born under. And he's already figured out who they should marry if they want the best star signs. God, in his old age, I think Firestar is actually just a Zodiac bro.
Okay, yeah, why not?
It's his hobby.
He's always had a strong connection to the stars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Weaselfur has brought Kestrelpaw to speak to Leafpool. Jaypaw greets him, and Kestrelpaw asks if he's Jaypaw. He needs to speak to his mentor. Kestrelpaw is actually the Wind Clan medicine apprentice that we have not met yet.
Oh, yeah, you weren't able to make it last time because you were sick. I'm glad you're not dead, because you have a cool name, dude.
So Leafpool is already on her way.
Wait, who's your mentor?
Barkface.
Barkface can definitely talk to God.
Remember, we spied on his dream, and that's how we found out about the dogs.
Maybe they also knew about... Maybe we weren't so far off where Starkline was going to tell them about the sickness.
but J-Paw was too busy spying on other people's dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kestrelpaw says there's green cough in Wind Clan. Barkface was hoping that Leafpool could share her catmint.
Oh, man. Oh, join the club. This sucks so hard.
Leafpool sighs. They have none. The frost killed it. They have sick cats, too. And there's nothing they can do to help them. Squirrelflight goes to her sister's side. River Clan has catmint, she says. They would share, wouldn't they? Leafpool had wondered about that. And J-Paw bristles, because why hadn't she mentioned that before?
Because it's Kestrel awkward, because there's like this they whole thing with me and her, and then like I left, and I was with this guy, and it's like been kind of awkward ever since.
Leafpool, they're dying.
Leafpool, please! When does Leafpool ever care? She literally ran away from home to be with a guy, and people were dying then too.
Well, Leafpool frets that Mothwing may need all of her supplies for her own clan. Squirrelflight argues that Mothwing wouldn't let their clanmates die if she knew how sick they were. Oh my god, it's literally because
she doesn't want Mothwing to think down about her when Mothwing can't even talk to God.
Well, it's like she doesn't want to put Mothwing in a tough spot if she needs all those herbs. But we don't know if she does.
Barkface didn't care. Barkface is older than all of you. Barkface is like, yeah, share, guys.
Well, Kestrelpaw says Mothwing might already know. StarClan may have told her. Yeah, right. Thinks J-Paw. J-Paw's like, no, they did not.
J-Paw, you don't even know, bro. You don't even know.
Leafpool asks, what if there's green cough in RiverClan too? Mothwing couldn't risk giving away her supplies. And J-Paw doesn't understand her hesitation. They have to try, he says.
Look at you sounding like a medicine cat.
Squirrelflight is bristling with frustration. She says the clans have helped one another before when it's been life and death. J-Paw says he'll go ask River Clan if Leafpool is too scared.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
Leafpool growls. She's not scared. She just doesn't want to put Mothwing in a difficult position. And J-Paw asks what Mothwing would say if she found out cats died, and Leafpool never asked for help.
He has a point. He has a point there. I have to give him points when he's right, because that he's right.
And he feels Leafpool's mind recoil with alarm. And something else. The horror of a long buried memory.
Oh,
do you remember what this was?
The water. Or was this something else?
It was, no, it was herbs for heavy step.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Who died. So we're still feeling guilty about that.
Crazy.
Very well, Leafpool says. She'll go ask Mothwing. Jaypaw offers to look after the sick cats. Leafpool touches her muzzle to his and thanks him. Jaypaw will do his best. But the realization that he'll be responsible for all of his clanmates while Leafpool was gone hits him like a kick in the belly.
Oh no.
Leafpool entwines her tail with his. Rely on your instincts, Jaypaw. They are sharper than any cat's.
Mom, can Jaypaw you stay? Nods.
He reminds himself that he knows all the herbs. This is his chance to prove that he can help his clan. Right? Weren't you just looking for this? Not him? Like this.
Yeah.
Well, because he was like, I can't do anything to help.
Well, here you are.
Leafpool says Brightheart can help him if he needs it. And Jaypaw thinks that Brightheart is the last cat he wants watching him struggle to help his clanmates.
She'd love like, that, actually. Oh,
embarrassing. But he's not going to tell Leafpool that. Firestar has Brambleclaw and Thornclaw join them on the patrol because he does not trust ShadowClan at the moment. It's no. Like, yeah, they're medicine cats. Yeah, they can stay within 3 tail lengths of the lake. But also, ShadowClan has not been very kind lately.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
Sandstorm comes to Jaypaw and asks if she can help with anything.
Grandmama.
Jaypaw doesn't know where to start. The medicine den is full. They're low on feverfew, and he's so hungry he can barely think straight.
That's probably a good place to start.
Well, he remembers the mouse that he was going to take to the nursery. And Sandstorm offers to do that. And her steady mew calms him. Sandstorm, Grandmama, just going around and letting everybody chill.
Love her. Love her. Calmed her anxiety. Husband saw the anxiety in her grandson and was like, ah, I know where I'm needed.
Let me get this, too. Jaypaw returns to the medicine den to find Poppypaw's fever had risen. Mousefur's breathing is so shallow, he has to press his muzzle to her flank to feel it. Ferncloud is begging for water. The bedding stank. StarClan, help me, Jaypaw prays silently. Sandstorm told her Jaypaw needed some help, Brightheart says from the den entrance. Yes, Jaypaw says nervously. But he feels no anger flash from her for the first time in days.
Of course not.
People. Yeah. He asks if she'd help him clear out the old bedding, and Brightheart says she can do that herself. He should see to his patients. Also, Sandstorm said that he should eat this. She tosses him a piece of the mouse. Jaypaw shakes his head, but Brightheart insists he need to keep his strength up. While Leafpool's gone, he's responsible for the whole clan.
Don't remind me.
Which really just meant, until Leafpool returned with Catmint, there's nothing Jaypaw can do but watch his clanmates die.
Oh, wow.
And he feels the same hopelessness as when he'd flailed his claws at Owlpaw. Jaypaw gives in and eats, and Brightheart starts taking care of the bedding. He tries to get Poppypaw to swallow some more feverfew, but Poppypaw rasps that she can't swallow. But she has to try, Jaypaw says. He smells Sorreltail next to him. She's worse, isn't she? Jaypaw tells her that Leafpool went to RiverClan to ask for Catmint. And actually, mistakenly, the book said that she went to WindClan. She did not. She went with WindClan. But I just thought I'd point that out. Anybody else reading along at home?
But will Poppypaw survive until she returns? Sorreltail asks, voice cracking with grief. Jaypaw growls that he'll make sure she does. He's been a medicine cat apprentice for less than a moon. Can he make a promise like that?
I don't know.
Well, he's done did it.
Yep. It's done.
Brightheart nudges Sorreltail to go hunting with Brackenfur. Fresh kill will help the clan be strong. Jaypaw rubs the feverfew pulp into Poppypaw's mouth. He hopes that some of it finds its way to her fever-racked body. Jaypaw wakes with a start. He hadn't meant to fall asleep. The silence of night greets him, and he's lightheaded with hunger and exhaustion. Brightheart is sleeping at the entrance to the den, and her steady breathing comforted him as he checked on the sick cats. Mousefur is shivering, though heat pulsed from her body. Ferncloud is murmuring the names of her kits, which is so sweet. Whitewing fidgets uncomfortably in her sleep. Jaypaw sits and listens. Something isn't right. He ducks next to Poppypaw. Her breathing had slowed. Jaypaw's heart races. He slides into the nest with her and presses himself against her. Fear grips him. He promised Sorreltail that he wouldn't let her die. He focuses on Poppypaw's breathing and lets himself relax. He steadies his own breath to match hers. Jaypaw closes his eyes and the world opens up before him in shades of black, white, and silver washed in moonlight.
This is weird. This is crazy. What are we doing?
Poppypaw is padding through the forest, and Jaypaw recognizes where they are.
You're going into dreams of people who are alive and not medicine cats?
Poppypaw mustn't come here. Poppypaw, Jaypaw calls to her and catches up. She sniffs the air. She's never been to this part of the forest before.
Oh God, you're dying!
It
get back here!
Doesn't smell like home. Does he know where they are?
Yeah, heaven, yes. Come here!
Yes, Jaypaw whispers. Poppypaw says it's strange. Whatever herbs Jaypaw gave her must have worked, because she feels fine now. And Jaypaw doesn't have a reply. How does he bring Poppypaw back from this place? He just pads beside her wordlessly, terrified of losing sight of her. Poppypaw starts describing the forest to him, not realizing that Jaypaw can see it himself.
Oh, that's so sweet!
Jaypaw tells her they have to go back.
Like, genuinely, that's so nice of her.
It's so sweet.
Didn't they grow up together?
Kinda. They're a few moons older, but... So Jaypaw tells her they have to go back. But it's so beautiful, Poppypaw says. She shouldn't be here. Jaypaw had promised Sorreltail. The trees open up before them. Stop, Poppypaw gasps. There's a drop. And Jaypaw sees the hollow below them where the moon pool glittered. In this place, everything is connected. Jaypaw's heart sinks when he sees the shining pelts of StarClan gathered around the slopes. There's a pool at the bottom, Poppypaw breathes in awe. There's cats all around it. Her voice trails away. It's StarClan, isn't it? She asks. Does that mean she's dead? Jaypaw's throat goes dry. Am I dead? Poppypaw asks more urgently. Not yet, Spotted Leaf answers.
Ah!
She tells...
God, it's like a jump scare. Spotted Leaf.
Well, she tells Jaypaw that coming here with Poppypaw was very brave. Well, Jaypaw promised her mother he'd keep her safe. Poppypaw's eyes cloud with confusion. Who is she? Has she come to guide her to StarClan? No, Jaypaw growls. Come back to the clan with him. He'll take Poppypaw home. Has you come to guide into Starclint? Not on my watch.
No, she's not.
I will punch Spotted Leaf.
Good.
Spotted Leaf tells Poppy Paw, "It's okay, little one. She can go with Jay Paw. There's a place for her here, but not yet." Spotted Leaf touches her nose to Poppy Paw's, then to Jay Paw's. "Take her home," she whispered to Jay Paw.
Thanks for the pass, I guess.
"Follow me," he tells Poppy Paw, and leads her back into the forest. Brightheart's voice wakes him. "Jay Paw!" "Brightheart?" She whispers that she thought he was sick too. His breathing was so slow. "Poppy Paw." Jay Paw leaps up and presses his ear to her flank. She's sleeping, but her breathing is deep, steady, and strong now. Brightheart asks how she is. Jay Paw says better than she was. Brightheart woke up and found the two of them barely breathing. Her gaze burns his pelt. She's glad he's all right. Dawn's nearly here. She's going to go find Sorreltail. She'll be relieved to hear Poppy Paw's doing better.
Yeah, you can't just, like, fake die with people, dude.
Jaypaw feels fresh energy tingling through his paws as Brightheart leaves. He leans down and whispers into Poppy Paw's ear, "I promised I would save you."
"Hey, Poppy Paw like stirs. My job."
"Jaypaw, is that you?" Her voice is weak and whispery. "She had the strangest dream." Jaypaw tenses. He cannot let other cats know what he had just done to bring Poppy Paw back from Star Clan.
I mean, is it like against the rules? I mean, no one's done what you've done, so like, who's gonna be mad?
But I mean, he's so powerful, he just brought a cat
back from the
brink of death.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's power. That's a lot of power.
Yeah. That would be bad.
Yeah. Well, he soothes her. It was probably because of the fever. "Maybe," Poppy Paw says and describes her dream, doing the, "and you were there."
"And you were there. And Auntie Em, you were there."
Jay Paw, he said that she didn't have to stay. Jay Paw turns away. "It was just a dream," he insists. "She's better now, and that's all that matters."
All right.
Leafpool's here, Brackenfur cries. And Jaypaw smells the catmint. Leafpool had brought plenty. Leafpool hurries towards Jaypaw with leaves in her jaw. I can just imagine
Mothwing's like, "Oh, I've she just opens up her closet of goodies and she's like, poof, bursting at the seams. She's like, "I've been hoarding this forever."
I mean, basically, yeah. So Thornclaw and Brambleclaw follow. They're carrying even more catmint, and she tells Jaypaw that they left Weaselfur and Kestrelpaw at the lake. Mothwing had plenty of catmint, enough to cure all of their sick cats.
Oh, good.
She would have sent some earlier if she'd known. And who would have told her, Jaypaw thinks. Not StarClan.
I mean, you could have done it, dude. I mean, so you were, I know you were busy.
He was busy bringing Poppy Paw back from the death.
StarClan was getting ready to welcome a new cat.
Right? And then Jaypaw's like, actually, no. And Spotted Leaf's like, we'll let him have this one, right, guys?
Yeah.
Since we just found out that he can do this.
It's pretty crazy. They're like, you gotta stop him. They're like, why?
Jaypaw and Leafpool start to dose the sick cats. Sorreltail noses into the den. She doesn't know how Jaypaw did it, she says, voice thick with emotion. But she knows that he helped Poppy Paw survive the night. Thank you. Leafpool flicks his flank. She knew he'd be fine without her.
Okay.
Leafpool had been quiet since she'd returned. Not just because she was busy tending to sick cats. He can sense something troubling her. He finishes with Whitewing and goes into the clearing. He ducks behind the half rock to listen as Leafpool and Firestar talked in hushed whispers. Leafpool is telling Firestar that there's sickness in all the clans. Green cough and white cough. The frost took their toll on prey in every territory. The clans are weakened by hunger. Even Shadow Clan? Firestar asks. Little Cloud joined them to fetch Catmint. Shadow Clan lost an elder. And J-Paw can tell that Leafpool hasn't said all that she'd meant to. Leafpool lowers her voice to the smallest whisper, and J-Paw strains to hear. There's a lot of bad feelings in the clans, she murmurs. A feeling that this run of cold weather and sickness and poor prey is more than just bad luck. J-Paw's blood pounds, and Leafpool's mew is suddenly swamped by the murmuring of distant voices that rang in his ears.
Okay.
Voices from all four clans around the lake. Star Clan doesn't want us to stay here. New territories can't support them all. What if the sickness spreads? And the whispers of doubt crowd J-Paw's mind.
Oh, is he, like, hearing everyone's dreams?
Or all of their thoughts, I guess. So for some, I don't know. This has never happened before. I don't know if it'll ever happen again. But yeah, I guess.
I guess the whispers are so loud.
Maybe. Maybe. He presses himself to the ground and closes his eyes. Was Starkland punishing the clans?
Yeah.
And if so, why?
You
want to hit me with a cat fact?
Yeah. It's all his fault, actually. I just want to, like, really push it in.
Yeah.
All right. So, last week, do I have to sing the song again?
That is up to you, my guy. Maybe not tonight.
That's fair. You guys know, just replay the song from last week and you'll get it. It's Catbacks Sports Cats. Yeah. You got it. So last week I was very U.S. centric, I realized, talking a lot about football and all that. And to make up for, like, I guess the 90% of the world that, calls what I know as soccer football, I should talk about soccer or football. So back in 2022, the FIFA World Cup was being hosted in, Qatar. There was a lot going on around that, but one thing that was also there was a lot of stray cats. So many that, even during a, one even jumped up on a table in the middle of a press conference with Brazil's team. And then this cat was, like, unceremoniously, like, scruffed and dropped to the table, off the table by media personnel. And, like, he there were a lot of, like, gasps. And, like, the cat was obviously okay. But, like, I understand and why people were like, but what? Dude, chill. And it's a cat. But,
it's a cat.
Anyway.
But also, I'm sure all of the people who are organizing that were under immense stress.
Yeah. And the Manchester City team of England also encountered a stray, but with a much happier ending. You see, this golden-eyed tabby was continuously beautiful. Showing up at the team's dinner at their hotel. You got the photo? Oh.
Yeah. She's gorgeous.
Yeah. Two players, John Stones and Kyle Walker, were in particular taken with the cat, Stones being the one to dub him Dave.
Dave, I love him.
Yeah, the two posted the cat regularly on their social media during the World Cup, and as he made a point to join them for nearly every dinner, Walker joking that they would adopt him if they won the World Cup. However... And? their team was defeated by France and was on their way back to England, but not without Dave.
Thank goodness.
Stones and Walker.
I'm just enraptured by Dave's, the markings under his eyes, the tabby.
Very handsome.
So gorgeous.
Stones and Walker did not want to part with Dave, so only a few hours after they departed back to England, so did Dave. After a vet did a checkup and got all the needed vaccines for travel and into a 4-month quarantine to ensure that he did not bring any contagious diseases into his new home. At the time, it wasn't really decided like who Dave was going to live with. I don't follow any footballers or soccer people. I did look at the wikis of both of these guys, and I was like, ah, okay. I will reserve judgment because I'm not them. But, you know, I wasn't sure, like, who the cat was going to end up with. But in the end, it was discussed that they really wanted to have this cat be somewhere with, like, you know, young kids, a family. And that's when Anna Bush, the association's operations media manager, stepped up. She had her own family, and she thought that they would be a good fit, and ends up that she was right. Her kids were delighted about the opportunity, and from all of the images that she regularly uploads onto his Instagram and Twitter, the latest being from 2 weeks ago, Dave seems to be doing just fine, and he is surrounded by kids who love him, and he seems to be adapting well to England. So yeah.
That's great.
You can check out Dave. I will have his Instagram linked if you want to see how he is doing. He seems to be doing great, especially they did a little you know, throwback Thursday of how he was. He has like a little thing in his arm, I'm sure, from all the different shots and probably an IV he had to get when he was going through the bed. But he just looks chunky and happy now. Not like overly well fed, but just like happier. He's not stray anymore.
I mean, you know, Pal really filled out when we took him in.
Yeah. So he seems to be very busy laying in the sun and delighting everyone around him. So.
Oh, what a guy.
Yeah, very happy that he is 2 years strong. Very happy in England. So, yeah. That's a story of a football team being like, we love this cat. We're taking this cat with us. Oh, crap. Who wants this cat?
We love Dave. Dave, come on.
So, yeah, happy ending for all.
That's great.
Except for England that lost the game, but. You'll get them next year, guys, probably. I don't know how often the World Cup happens.
But, you know, they got Dave, which was the greatest gift of all.
They did get Dave. That's what really matters. Friendship.
All right.
Teamwork. Cats.
We're going to try to get to the end of this next chapter, and you're going to lose your mind. Are you ready?
Uh-oh. Sure. Oh, are we going to finish this book today?
No, we are not going to finish the book today because we have two more chapters left. I want to give it room to breathe. I know you're going to absolutely lose your mind during this chapter.
Can I guess?
You are never in a million years going to guess.
Well, can I guess? Because there's a lot of things that make me lose it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So there are many things that make me lose my mind. Okay.
Yeah.
It could be Mask for Dying, which I'm not, I hate even saying that, but it could happen.
It could be
Speckled Tail? Who am I?
Spotted Leaf?
Oh, Jesus. It could be Spotted Leaf doing something, but, like, she's been kind of low-key so far, but I don't know. She could turn it around at any point on me. It could be...
Would you like me to tell you whose point of view this chapter will be from?
No. It's funnier if I guess.
Okay.
It could be our other two ghouly ghosts that are haunting us, going for J-Pa again, or a different kid at this point. It could be Ashfur just trauma dumping on Lion Paw, being like, I could have been a better dad, which would be so funny.
That would be really funny.
It could be got J-Paw, I got some options there for him. We got Lion Paw, I got one option for him, I guess. Our girl, our lady. Why does my brain always want to say Ruby Paw when that's not even her name? Holly Paw.
It's definitely Holly Paw, yeah.
Holly Paw gets kidnapped. Just like, okay. We have a lot of kidnappings, I've noticed.
We have.
Just like as children. I don't know. Holly Paw gets kidnapped. Because we've had dogs, and we've said, they did mention that they, like, the kids have been about, but that was more in Shadow Clan, so, I don't know. Alright, those are my guesses.
When Holly Paw wakes, the air smells different. It smells warm. The frost was gone. New Leaf had arrived at last.
Great, because we could not make it much longer.
Firestar is grooming Sandstorm beneath the high ledge. The bones are sharp beneath his pelt, but his tail flicks happily. Ice Kit and Fox Kit are squealing with delight as Birchfall and Berrypaw chase them in circles. Fernclown and Daisy rested together outside the nursery, enjoying the warmth. Ferncloud's eyes are clear, and only a little crust around her nose betrayed that she'd ever been ill.
Aww.
Poppy Paw is on the mend. She's been in the Elder's Den with Mousefur recovering. But she won't be well enough for the gathering tonight. So everybody who was sick is better. Everyone's cured.
It's
nobody
a
died.
Gathering.
But it is a gathering.
That always means something really something dramatic's gonna happen. Oh, God. Can I adjust my guess? Someone's gonna declare war.
Yeah, you're never going to guess this. This is going to be great.
I don't like it when I can't guess. Not even in a joking way.
I you know what? I do think you've said this as a joke before. But I don't think you'd pull it out of your hat
what
in this moment.
What could I possibly said? Okay, keep going.
Right? No, but I think you have.
What?
So.
Okay. Right?
So. Because, you know, I put a pin on it, go, oh, just you wait.
Okay. You have to remind me.
So the hunting patrol returns, each carrying prey. Holly Paw hadn't seen that much fresh kill in ages. Firestar sees this and calls to his deputy. The prey is running again. Lead another patrol out towards the WindClan border to see what they can catch. Brambleclaw's eyes light up in excitement. Holly Paw asks to come hunting. But Brambleclaw wants her to save her energy for the gathering tonight. Holly Paw argues that she's been asleep half the morning. But Brambleclaw points out that she's half starved, like the rest of the clan.
Thanks, Brambleclaw.
Rest and eat today. She can go hunting tomorrow. Holly Paw says angrily that Lion Paw has been out hunting. It's not fair. Brambleclaw says life isn't fair. Stay in camp. He and Squirrelflight lead Berrypaw out to hunt. So Berrypaw gets to, like, third wheel this. He's like, oh, gosh, not again. Well, so furious, Holly Paw stomps around the clearing. Her clan is starving, and they won't let her hunt. She wonders if she should sneak out of camp and hunt by herself. But if she was caught, Firestar wouldn't let her go to the gathering or hunting tomorrow. So it's not worth it. Which is like, yeah, maybe let some of that rub off on your brother. J-Paw, maybe I should leave camp.
Nah, I'll be punished. Nope, he can't.
Honestly, I don't... Holly Paw's usually pretty much whatever I can do. But, you know, I guess she's frustrated. Everybody's
hungry.
She's also
starving.
Yeah, and everybody around her is starving. And she's like, I can help fix this problem. But alas.
The moon made the camp glow with silver light. They're waiting for Firestar to appear to lead them to the gathering. J-Paw isn't going again, and Hollypaw promises to tell him everything when she gets back. This kid has not been to a gathering yet, I don't think.
He'll probably burn the whole place down. Sure, he'll get to go.
Well, she's sure he'll get to go to the next gathering. Poppy Paw and Mouse Fur should be better by then. J-Paw knows, and only the small flick of his tail betrayed his frustration. So he's gotta stay and look after Mouse Fur and Poppy Paw.
Yeah.
You know, it's
valid, but I'm sure it's frustrating.
Mm-hmm. The patrol is leaving, and Hollypaw needs to catch up. J-Paw had gotten to his paws to pad slowly towards the elder's den. Cinderpaw assures Hollypaw that J-Paw will be fine. And Hollypaw stiffens her shoulders. J-Paw was taking care of his clan. Besides, she doesn't want to worry about her brother right now. It'll be her first gathering as a warrior apprentice.
Mm.
As they race after Firestar, Hollypaw asks Lionpaw if he thinks the other clans know she's a warrior apprentice now. Lionpaw teases that if they don't, he sure she'll tell him.
Got her.
Yeah, she's excited. Hollypaw nudges him and sends Lionpaw into a bramble bush.
Wow.
She races past Ashfur and Stormfur and shelters behind Brackenfur. Help, she says. Lionpaw's trying to get her. Brackenfur purrs. Don't hide behind me. He shoots ahead of her, leaving Hollypaw undefended. This is a sweet moment. Lionpaw catches up to her and nudges her to a stumble. Now we're even, he calls. Hollypaw threatens to get him back later. That's just sweet. I just like them having fun.
Yeah, just being siblings.
Graystripe pulls ahead, clearly excited to be going to a gathering again. He looks to Millie as she catches up to him, his eyes shining. He asks if she thinks she made the right decision, coming to the clan with him. Wherever he is the right place for her to be, Millie tells him quietly. Which is very sweet as well. Everybody's being sweet. Hollypaw crosses the bridge and waits for Firestar to give the signal. She can't wait to talk to the other apprentices. She's one of them now. She hadn't realized how much she had felt like an outsider as a medicine apprentice. I hope, she starts. But Lionpaw halts. Something's wrong, he whispers, staring into the clearing. What? Hollypaw asks, apprehensive. Cats are huddled with their clanmates, not milling around or sharing tongues with cats from different clans like they usually are. They all look thinner and angrier. What's wrong with everyone? Hollypaw asks. Firestar assures his clanmates that it's been a tough leaf bear. Everyone's weaker and hungrier, so they'll be more wary. He tells his clan to be cautious. So basically everybody's just like kind of hungry and irritable and yeah, nobody wants to be here. Hollypaw stays close to Lionpaw. She doesn't like the angry glances that flash from warrior to warrior. Lionpaw tells her not to worry. Everyone will settle down soon.
Oh, God.
A hiss and a yowl make Hollypaw jerk her head. Berrypaw leaps onto Owlpaw. Fur and claws fly.
Guys! Whoa! We're not supposed to do that!
Stop it, Brambleclaw says fiercely. He races to pluck his apprentice out of the fight by the scruff. Berrypaw's legs churn in the air, and Brambleclaw reminds him sternly that there's a truce. Hollypaw looks to the moon. Wisps of cloud are drifting in front of it, and her heart lurches. Had Berrypaw and Owlpaw upset StarClan? Berrypaw growls that Owlpaw started it. He called Berrypaw a kitty pet.
Oh, God.
Hollypaw bristles. Berrypaw has been training for moons to be a ThunderClan warrior. But he wasn't truly clanborn. He's not really a kitty pet either.
I don't. I like people just start throwing that word. They're just throwing it around.
Yeah. Firestar calls for the gathering to begin, and Hollypaw sits between Leafpool and Brambleclaw, and Lionpaw squeezes in beside her. She notices Blackstar glaring at the ThunderClan cats. Leopardstar speaks first. RiverClan has suffered this moon, she reports. Just when they hoped New Leaf would bring an end to the hard season, New Frost brought more hunger, and with it, sickness. Cats from all clan murmur in agreement. Leopardstar narrows her eyes. Who knows what the next seasons will bring? Two Legs invaded their territories last Greenleaf. Will they come in greater numbers this time and destroy their land, like they did in the forest? Why should they? Ashfoot calls from WindClan. Why should Leafpear have brought so much tragedy? Leopardstar shot back at the deputy. Is StarClan trying to send them a message? Could it be that the clans don't belong here? Leafpool says quickly that she hasn't had any signs from StarClan to suggest anything like that. Which, like, yeah, girl, you kind of got the sign that led everybody here, so stand up for you. Barkface adds that he hasn't either, and Squirrelflight points out that they've always had to endure times of hunger and sickness, even in the forest. And One Star says Squirrelflight is right. Obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Leopardstar glances sideways at Blackstar. She flicks her tail as though prompting him to speak. Blackstar's eyes grow thin and hostile. Little Cloud had a sign, he announces.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All eyes turn to Little Cloud. His pelt is ruffled and his eyes are clouded with anxiety. He dreamed that a warrior brought strange prey into camp, a bird that Little Cloud had never seen before. When he bit into it, he found its belly writhing with maggots. Anxious whispers rippled through the gathered cats. Blackstar says StarClan is warning them that strangers are poisoning the clans.
Haven't we done this? Haven't we done this? Haven't we done this?
I mean, yeah, remember Hawkfrost did that fake one for Stonefur?
Yeah. Stonefur,
sorry. Gosh.
Yeah, but like, we've done this.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the poison objects. Is within you. Maybe the poison's within your guys. Maybe it's just, you know what? I'm tired of defending them. If the errands say they're evil, they're evil. It's you guys. You guys are the problem. I don't want to defend them anymore. ShadowClan, boo!
Put a pin in that and see where that gets them. Well, Leafpool objects. They might just be warning them to be wary of unfamiliar prey. Like, hey,
sometimes things aren't, like, hard to interpret. J-Paw's like, yeah, J-Paw's not there. J-Paw followed them.
A shadow falls over the clearing, and Hollypaw sees that more clouds are passing in front of the moon.
God.
StarClan is definitely not happy.
Yeah, because you guys are like, maybe we should kill everyone who's an outsider. And it's like, all right, cool. Shadow Clan's on their weird cousin dating thing again. I don't know what else to call it, because that's like, what are we going to do, guys? We're all related at this point.
Blackstar glares at Firestar. He says Firestar has given a home to so many cats born outside the forest that he's weakening clan blood.
Oh, like, gross, dude. Gross. Leave, I was Firestar, that would be my legitimate reaction. I'd be like, oh, stinky. Ew. Boo. Tomato. Like at this point, it's like, come up with a different argument. Give me something new. I'm bored of this. We've told you this. We've kicked your butt so many times, clan born or not. Like, let's do this.
Yeah.
Or do you want to drive your clan to the brink of destruction again?
Well, why else would StarClan let them suffer? Blackstar turns his accusing gaze from Firestar to sweep over Stormfur, Brooke, Berrypaw, and Millie. But, like, Stormfur is, like, double clan-born because he's River Clan and Thunder Clan. Yeah, and, like, real quick, so, like,
wouldn't it just be Thunder Clan suffering if it was a Thunder Clan problem?
Right?
You clown, honk, honk, take off your nose and try to look.
Well, outrage churns in Hollypaw's belly. They're all warriors. Even she has distant kitty pet blood.
Oh, girly.
But she's clan born through and through.
You're gonna have to get used to this, girl. This is gonna leave you me. I'm sure by the time your kids have kids, this is not even gonna be done. If you have kids.
Kitty pets and outsiders, Oakfur sneers. And you'll remember Oakfur is the one who decided to bully a child.
Has Shadow Clan learned, like, legitimately nothing?
No, they haven't. Not yet.
Tawny Pelt, she's like, I'm trying. She has, like, pamphlets in her hand. She's like, no one will take the reading material. She's like, I've been trying to start a book club for weeks.
I've been trying to teach empathy and, like,
But I keep end up just beating everyone up because I'm passion. Also not very good at this.
Brambleclaw Owlpaw yowls that they're destroying the warrior code. Brambleclaw bristles and Stormfur stands to snarl.
Wait, who is Owlpaw?
Owlpaw is, I don't know, maybe he's Oakfur's apprentice. Probably. Because he was the one beating up Jaypaw. Firestar's fierce gaze flashes across the clearing, silencing the cats. Mm-hmm. ThunderClan will not be blamed for bad weather, Firestar hisses. They suffered worse things in their old homes. StarClan led them here. Did any cat expect StarClan to lead them to an easy life?
Yeah.
Surely it's their struggle against hardship.
Never done anything on easy mode ever before, so...
Surely it's their struggle against hardship that makes them true warriors.
This is so Catholic.
Firestar glares at Blackstar. He thinks fresh blood in the clans will weaken them. A life without hardship would weaken them more. I mean, I would say maybe it's their struggle against hardship and coming together as a community to overcome it is what makes them warriors.
Ooh, sorry, he just sounds so much like my Polish ancestors. Where am I right now? Hold on.
As Firestar speaks, cats begin to murmur in agreement. One Star nods. He says Blackstar talks as if StarClan should grant them nothing but blessings. Does he want them to live the spoiled life of kitty pets?
Ooh, one star! One star!
Blackstar shoots One Star a look of cold fury.
That's fighting words, buddy, but I love it. Do it more. Do it again.
Squirrel Flight asks if she may have permission to speak.
And Firestar all right, hold nods. On. Wait a minute. My girl's speaking.
Squirrel Flight goes to the front and gazes calmly around
this
the clans.
This feels like a rap battle.
Hollypaw feels pride warming her.
That's my mommy.
That's my mom. Squirrel Flight acknowledges that they have all suffered, but they must look forward. New Leaf has come. Their territories are warming up and filling with prey. And thanks to Mothwing, they all have a good supply of catmint. As she speaks, a warm breeze sweeps across the island.
Oh.
The clearing grows brighter as the clouds drift away from the moon.
StarClan's like, Mothwing won't speak to us, but we're a huge fan of her. We like her. We like her, and she doesn't even here.
StarClan agrees with her. It's a sign. Squirrel Flight continues. This is the start of their second new leaf by the lake. So they've been here about
a
year.
About to say,
maybe a little over.
So why don't we change things up? I'll start. Let's get rid of of ShadowClan. I mean, we don't have four trees anymore to hold us back, which would be crazy for her to say, but also, I don't know.
You have no idea what's coming next.
Ah!
They should mark its return with a special gathering.
What?
Hollypaw is puzzled.
I'm too.
While the moon is still full, Squirrel Flight says, they could meet in daylight.
Okay.
Why should we do that? Blackstar snaps. The truce only comes with the full moon.
What's going on here, Carol? What are we talking about?
Crowfeather points out that the moon is just as full during the day as it is at night. Ooh.
Crowfeather's like, I'm also here.
Squirrel Flight says they should meet to share skills and training methods, to show they have not forgotten the great journey that brought them here.
What?
When the warrior code protected them as one.
You can't just throw Pebble that Paw out calls there, girl. Out, you want college education? You want... You can't just say things like that!
Pebblepaw calls out that they could have contests. Heatherpaw adds that apprentices from each clan could compete to see who has the best skills.
Oh my god! Sports day! Sports day!
It's track and field day. It's the Olympics. It's the warrior. I think at one point you mentioned warrior.
I love sports. I love when animes do this. It's almost as good as beach episodes. It's sports day. Oh my god. Okay, I volunteer. Our class makes the haunted house. Oh my god. Okay. I'm sorry. If you guys don't follow anime, I mean, it's like a homecoming thing where it's like every class is like a, they do like a thing. It's like, oh, there's always like a maid cafe and there's always like a haunted house. And it's always like you need to read a lot more shoujo mangas if you don't know what I'm talking about. But oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Maureen.
Yeah.
What?
I knew you would lose
it. I'm losing it.
And that's why, obviously, we're going to have to leave the last chapter for a full episode, because...
Please tell me the whole next book is just Warrior Cats Sports Day!
Gosh, I don't think so.
Aww, but, you tell me they don't dedicate a whole book to this? I mean, that'd be, like, too much, but I would love it.
It would be. It would probably be a better use of our time.
Oh.
Well, even Owlpaw looks interested, as he said he bets he could beat any ThunderClan cat at hunting. Mistyfoot says no cat could beat Pouncepaw at catching fish.
All right, Mistyfoot.
Lionpaw says that's cheating. Every cat knows only RiverClan enjoys getting their paws wet. And Hollypaw realizes that all of the clan's fear and anger had turned into excitement and friendly challenge.
Oh, my mom's way too powerful.
Her mother had distracted them from the accusations by reminding them of the time they had been united and how much they could offer one another. But also, like, is this why we invented sports?
No.
To stop wars?
No.
I mean, it kind of feels like maybe Squirrel Flight's onto something.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think it definitely helps, like, regional things. Yeah, actually, no, I think this is actually why sports exist.
Yeah. I don't know that definitively, but it feels right.
Feels right.
And, like, maybe they should just always have this kind of gathering, so everybody, so their apprentices could just kind of beat each other up for fun.
It seems so crazy that I would start the Cat Facts Sports Facts, the episode before.
Oh my gosh.
As if I knew. I didn't know.
And you know what? I did not even make that connection until right this moment. Amazing. I'm talking about, like, way in the past when we were,
right,
when we were fighting
and I'm
over
like,
territory
more. And I'm, like, thinking
more.
About how much beef would happen, like, interstate-wise if we didn't have football.
Right?
And I'm sure that, like,
that's
applies,
our outlet.
Like, city to city in other countries, too, and in other ways. And other.
Maybe I have a newfound respect for sports.
I don't. I mean, I respect sports people. I just, like, you can't make me care.
That's, yeah. So Hollypaw looks up at Firestar. He sits in silence, eyes glowing with pride as he looked down at his
daughter. How can you not?
One star even seems keen on the idea, and he asks where they could hold the competition. Firestar offers the land between the forest and the lake on ThunderClan territory. So long as each clan brings its own fresh kill, They can meet there.
Oh my god, it's a picnic. So we... Yes. It's like field day. It's literally field day. We're literally having field day. I want to go out and get my yearbook signed and go play capture the flag. Right. Like, this is... Oh. It's beautiful.
Make team t-shirts.
Yeah.
Leopard Star says the moon will be almost full in 2 sunrises. Shall we meet then?
I love how Leopard Star's like, Cat. I'm too old to fight this. I love this, you crazy kids.
Leopard Star was at first kind of like, Black Star, tell them. Tell them that they're bad. And now she's like, actually, I love sports.
Are you getting Leopard Star's like, any chance she gets the opportunity to just like have one over on people, whether in battle or in, I guess, hand-to-hand combat or sports. That's why she switched so easily. She's just like, oh, cool. A way to fight people without fighting people.
I think Leopard Star would play rugby if she was a person.
Yeah, and kiss women on the mouth.
Well, yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Everybody else in her family played water polo, but she didn't want that.
She's actually from a lacrosse family, and they definitely thought she was going to be doing lacrosse. She chose...
No, it's River Clan. They're water polo. They have to be in the water.
I'm sorry, I wasn't thinking about that.
I was. All right. Cats are nodding and flicking their tails with excitement.
Blackstar is just like, you all lost your minds? We're supposed to kill each other, not share tongues.
Well, if it's all right with Firestar, they'll meet at Sunhigh. And Firestar nods. Hollypaw feels suddenly uneasy. Because while this sounds like fun, it's not going to stop the other clans from blaming ThunderClan's mixed blood the next time anything goes wrong.
Yeah, but they're going to do that anyway, girl.
She's like, oh, is this just a Band-Aid? But, like, they're never going to stop. So, like, yeah. You know, we'll just keep kicking it down the field.
With a fun game.
One Star says it's settled. And he, Leopard Star, and Fire Star leave the tree. Black Star lingers, burning with anger.
He's so mad. He's so mad about this. I would be too, especially if I was going to try and start a war and then everyone's just like, but what if we played a football game? I'd be so angry.
What if we started Little League?
I'm pretty sure that probably was, like, someone was at a town hall, like, right during the Prohibition era, you know, and things were real tense, and they hadn't had some good hooch in months, and someone's like, what about Little League, and then, yeah.
So the gathering is breaking up, cats are chattering and leaving. Can she believe that, Lionpaw asks. Hollypaw looks back at her mother. She's patting towards the trees really with Firestar smart. And Brambleclaw. Yeah. Squirrelflight smoothed things over, Hollypaw says, but thinks to herself, for how long? Lionpaw can't wait to tell Jaypaw. Does Hollypaw think he'll like the idea?
No.
Hollypaw feels a knot in her belly. How would a blind cat join the contest?
Oh!
Oh, way to put a damper on things.
Well, she cares about her sibling. She wants him to be involved. It's not like she's saying he can't. She's just like, oh, how can we make sure he's involved? No. Like, that's her immediate thought. That's actually really sweet.
Yeah,
she's like,
it
how
is.
Can he, like, she's like, I imagine she had that thought and immediately was like, all right, Lionpaw, brainstorm, start. What competitions can he do? He's really good at smelling. Yes, smelling contest. Okay, I don't think we can do that. Like, someone pees and they...
It's tracking. They can do tracking.
They could. So now they're literally spending the entire walk home planning out the logistics of their tracking game. And they're like, they've, you know how like when you get together with your cousins and you make up a dance so you can, like that's them.
Well, Hollypaw suggests that maybe medicine cats won't take part. They're not like warriors.
Come on.
They're more used to helping one another than competing.
They're at the medic tent.
Cinderpaw hurtles towards them as they approach the fallen tree. She bets Lionpaw wins the hunting. Lionpaw purrs self-consciously. He says Hollypaw will win fighting. and Brooke's quiet voice sounds behind them. She says as long as they all try their best, their clan will be proud of them.
We all get a participation award, and that's perfect! I love this! I'm gonna cry. What were the errands on? This is such a crazy way to end a book.
This is amazing. And also, thank you, Auntie Brooke, for being proud of us
always. I know. I love how she accepts us no matter what. I love that. We always need that.
Hollypaw can't imagine not trying her best. Perhaps this gathering could resolve something after all. Because it could be a chance for ThunderClan to prove to the other clans, especially ShadowClan, that they were all worthy warriors. Oh, and being clan-born had nothing to do with it.
Right. Like, but I mean, yeah. Maybe. It'd be cool. So, that's it. We got one more chapter left here. Yeah.
I mean, I feel so blessed already. What could possibly happen? I mean, from everyone's reactions, I thought something terrible was going to happen. Folks were really, they were like, I remember why I didn't like this book. And I understand it probably isn't everyone's cup of tea, especially folks who are really, like, you know, into the pre journey like dynamics. I understand that. But I love this.
Kittens playing sports.
Yeah, it's what could be funnier? It's just like all you have to remember is this is like four colonies of cats getting together just to be silly. Just like look at it from a bird's eye point of view, and it's so funny. It's so funny.
So
and it's
sweet.
Like I've definitely joked about a sports day before, so I cannot believe they actually gave it to me.
That's I'm
like,
saying.
What am I about to get next? Like, what are they going to give to me next? I feel like what other joking thing? A mall AU? Like what's happening? This is crazy. Like this is one of those things I joked about that I did not think like would ever happen, and then it happened. And I'm like, huh?
Here it is.
It's like I walked out, like I was just going to the mall, and they're like, actually, you are Miss America. And I'm like, what? What do I do with this? Anyway.
But this is better because kitten sports.
Kitten sports. Ugh.
We're just going to take our children and pit them against each other.
Funny. Hilarious.
Kids are best.
I love it.
It's gonna be so good.
Folks, if you want to take your kids or yourselves and pit them against each other, then you can follow us on whatever social media is still legal, Instagram or Twitter. Or you can shoot us an email at Gmail. Our social media is WCWITcast. You can also send us an email at WCWITcast@gmail.com. Sorry, I was thinking about that joke all week, as you can tell.
So glad you got to tell it.
If you want to support us monetarily, then we have our Ko-fi and our Ko-fi linked in the episode description. But the best way that you can help out the podcast is to share it with a friend and say, kitten sports.
Because I'm Ember Heart.
And I'm Tangle Tongue.
And this has been Warrior Cats.
What is that? We'll be right back.